Is that Mother Janaki? Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. So, Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Text 46. I'll say it again. Canto 2, Chapter 6, Text 46. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Text 46, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Pradhanyataha Yan Rishe Amananti Lila Avataran Purushasya Bhumnaha Apiyatam Karna Kashaya Shoshan Anukramishye Te Iman Supeshan. Pradhanyata yan risha amananti Lilavataran purushasya bhumnaha Apiyatam karna kashaya shoshan Anukrameshyeta iman supeshan Pradhanyato yan risha amananti Lilavataran purushasya bhumnaha Apiyatam karna kashaya shoshan Anukrameshyeta iman supeshan. Ladies, please. Shall we? Mother Janaki, do you want to chant first?
Pradhanyato yan risha amananti.
Pradhanyato yan risha amananti.
Lilavataran purushasya
Pradhanyataha, chiefly, yan, all those, Rishe, O Narada, Amananti, worship, Lila, pastimes, Avataran, incarnations, Purushasya, of the personality of Godhead, Bhumnaha, the Supreme, Apiyatam, in order to be relished by you, Karna, ears, Kashaya, foul matter, Shoshan, that which evaporates, Anukramishe, shall state one after another. They, Iman, as they are in my heart, Supeshan, all pleasing to hear. O Narada, now I shall state one after another the transcendental incarnations of the Lord known as Lila Avatars. Hearing of their activities counteracts all foul matters accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore, they are in my heart. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As it was said in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 8, one cannot be fully satisfied by hearing unless and until one is given a chance to hear of the transcendental activities of the Lord. So Brahmaji is also trying in this verse to stress the importance of narrating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord as he comes and manifests himself here on the surface of the material planets. Every living entity has a tendency to hear pleasing messages, and as such, almost every one of us is inclined to hear news and talks broadcast by the radio stations. But the difficulty is that no one is satisfied at heart by hearing all those messages. The cause of such dissatisfaction is the incompatibility of the message with the innermost stratum of the living soul. This transcendental literature is especially prepared by Srila Vyasadeva to give the utmost satisfaction to the people in general by narration of the activities of the Lord, as instructed by Sri Narada Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. Such activities of the Lord are principally of two varieties. One concerns the mundane manifestation of the material creative force, and the other deals with his pastimes in the form of different incarnations in terms of the time and place. There are innumerable incarnations of the Lord like the waves of the river flowing constantly in and out. Less intelligent persons take more interest in the creative forces of the Lord in the material world, and being disconnected from their relationship with the Lord, they put forward many theories of the creation in the name of scientific research. The devotees of the Lord, however, know well how the creative forces work concurrently by the action and reaction of the material energy of the Lord. Therefore, they take more interest in the transcendental activities of the Lord as he incarnates himself on the surface of the material world. Srimad Bhagavatam is the history of such activities of the Lord. And people who take interest in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam clear their hearts of accumulated mundane filth. There are 1,001 rash literatures on the market, but one who has taken interest in the Srimad Bhagavatam loses all interest in such filthy literatures. Sri Brahmaji is thus attempting to narrate the principal incarnations of the Lord, so that they may be drunk by Narada as transcendental nectar. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Manum Api Shachiputram Atrasvarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yataf Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tine Smarane Hoy Bigna Bina Shan Anaya Shri Hoy Nijavanchita Puran Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again and again in Srila Prabhupada's purports, we come across certain themes that he repeats again and again and again. I recently had a lot more time on my hands for reading than usual, and I was able to go through Bhagavad Gita as it is quite a lot. And yeah, I noticed how Srila Prabhupada is again and again speaking against impersonalism. Tamil translation, better still, yeah. Against impersonalism, and again, how he's saying how we have to hear Bhagavad Gita explained by devotees. Another thing which comes again and again in Srila Prabhupada's books is the importance of hearing transcendental messages. In his Gita commentary, he's writes a lot about how we have to hear the transcendental messages without speculation, distortion, malinterpretation. In the Bhagavatam itself, there are so many verses recommending hearing this message. You all know some of them. Shrinvatang Swakata Krishna, I presume you all know this. Punya Shravana Kirtanaha, Hridyantasto Hir Bhadrani, Vidhunoti Suhrit Satam. If you don't know this verse, please make a note and learn it. Pretty much everyone here, I think, knows this verse. By a translation of which is that by hearing the messages of Krishna, one automatically, by hearing and chanting, one becomes pious. And all the dirty things in the heart are cleansed by Krishna himself, who is the friend of the devotees, from those who like to hear those messages. So a similar point is made here by Brahma, that by hearing, especially he's going to talk now about the Leela avatars. We're going to have a preview of topics that will be discussed in more detail later in the Bhagavatam, just given one verse at a time. The various Leela avatars of the Lord, those who descend on this, mostly on earth, and they come to other planets also. We have on earth even those who appeared in other places. We have the representation of those places on earth. I'm thinking of Nrisimhadev appeared in the heavenly planets, but we have his pastime places. Famously, at least those who are from South India know, Ahobilam, they have the places of his pastimes. We have in Navadvip Dham, the place of Nrisimhadev, he took a little rest. There, all the demigods came to worship him. Vamanadev also appeared in the heavenly planets, but we have the place, non-different place of his pastimes in Bhrigu Kach. The name is given Bhrigu Kach in the Bhagavatam and is now known as Bharuch on the bank of the Narmada. It is stated the Narmada in the heavenly planets. That's where Bali Maharaj was doing his yajna, and the Narmada also flows. And in Gujarat, and Madhya Pradesh, and then Gujarat, and Bhrigu Kach or Bharuch is in Gujarat. And so the Leela avatars, they appear on this earth especially, and devotees can take advantage of hearing that. The first thing, let's say, the first effect of this counteracts all foul matters accumulated in the earth. So that's similar to the Cheto Darpana Marjanam. By chanting the names of Krishna, the heart is cleansed. Shrinvatang Swakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Hridyantasto, Hiya Bhadrani, Abhadra. Things which are inauspicious are cleared from the heart. Hiya Kashaya. The word is given in Sanskrit, which Srila Prabhupada has translated as foul matter. In the purport, he refers to this, the accumulated mundane filth, rash literatures, or trash literatures. Rash is written here. Filthy literatures. That means everything else except Srimad Bhagavatam and related texts. This Narad himself told to Vyasadeva that you made a big mistake compiling all the Vedas. Well, that's what he's supposed to do. That's why he's called Vyas, because he divides the Vedas. Vyas means to divide. He's Vyasa. He comes to divide the Vedas. And he got chastised for doing it because he did give in all the Vedas. We have this word Amananti in this verse. Sarve Veda Yatpadam Amananti also comes in the Upanishads. You know that? Nodding your head like that. Yeah. It means that all the Vedas point to one topic. Vedaischa, which Krishna clarifies. Vedaischa Sarve Rahameva Vedyaha. In all the Vedas, I am the topic to be known. But Krishna also says that Trigunya Vishaya Veda, the Vedas deal with the three modes of material nature. So all the Vedas point to Krishna, but we might not find the way, because we might not find that. Vedeshu Duralabham, Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau. It's hard to find him in the Vedas, but it's easy to find him if we have a devotee who can guide us. Otherwise, it's like a maze. That's also stated again in the Gita. Chandangsi yasya parnani. The leaves of the tree of material existence are the hymns of the Vedas. So it can be very confusing. So Narad chastised Vyas that although the pastimes of the Lord and the purity of devotional service, it's there, scattered here and there in the Puranas, Vedanta Sutras, it's there, but you won't find the name Krishna in the Vedanta Sutras. So he was chastised. Jugupsitam is abominable, that you have compiled all the Vedas, but the main or the real point of it, you haven't made it clear. So therefore Vyasa had to compile the Bhagavatam, which is the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literatures. So everything except the clear message of Bhagavatam is, we may think it's very strong language. It is strong language. It's rejected. The yatra hangsa, the aramantu shikshaya, the swan-like persons, they don't take interest in topics of the mundane world. They want to hear about Krishna. What's the next verse after that? That's the famous Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplava. This Bhagavatam message is meant for making a revolution in the misguided lives of a sinful population. This is the Shravan Kirtan camp. We're coming together at least for a short time. We shall discuss messages of Krishna, of the spiritual world. Shravan Kirtan is going on always, everywhere. Shrotavya Dini Rajendra Nirnang Santi Sahasrashaha. It's going on. People are discussing so many things. The only problem is apashyatam atma tattvam griheshu grihamedinam. The things they discuss add to the blindness of not understanding atma tattva, the nature of spiritual reality, and they are simply stuck in their family life as griha medhis, tied by the shackles of mundane attachment to their family life, which causes their further birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Again and again, they have to be born and die, and again they make a nice comfortable nest or some hole, whatever species of life they may be in, some hole in the ground. They take shelter of that. And they take shelter of their family members. The family members may be buffaloes or lions or tigers or ants or whatever. We identify with that, but they're all asat sainya. They cannot protect us from death, repeated birth. So at least This Shravan Kirtan is going on everywhere. People have so many subjects for talking about. But we should come together and discuss the messages of Bhagavatam, particularly Brahma is speaking this verse which we're reading today as an introduction to the list of the Leela avatars. So we should discuss these topics. Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Katha, discussing topics of Vaikuntha. Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanuvarnane. This is the ideal devotee. Ambarish Maharaj, is one of his qualities is that he would talk topics of Vaikuntha, which means the planet of the Supreme Lord, and it's also a name of the Supreme Lord himself. Does this mean we won't discuss anything about the material world? No, we shall discuss about that also. We have in Gita a lot of discussion of the material world. Gita points us to Krishna. Bhagavad Gita points us to Krishna. There's a lot of discussion of the material world. Krishna says, Trigunya Vishaya Veda. The Vedas mostly deal with the topics of the three modes of material nature. And Krishna himself discusses this in some detail in the Gita. The effect and the manifestations of the modes of material nature. One whole chapter of the Gita is called the Three Modes of Material Nature. And then again, in which Krishna discusses various manifestations and effects of the three modes. Then again in chapter 18, coming to the end of the Gita, Krishna again discusses in some detail. So there may be discussion of this material world, but that should be through the lens of Krishna consciousness. It should be understood through the teachings of Krishna. And much of the teachings that we have in Bhagavatam also concerns the material world. We have in the fifth canto, the forest of material enjoyment. You may think it's very nice to go to the forest, but this forest described is not very pleasant. The vanaprastas, they go to the forest. You may think, well, that's nice, had a whole life working, and let's retire and go to our forest home, and we can live very peacefully, but it's not very peaceful. They have to live a very austere life, which we can't imagine even living nowadays. And in the forest, there nowadays it may be that the dangerous animals have been largely exterminated, but otherwise, traditionally in the forest in India, there'll be lions, tigers, still there are leopards, and still there are snakes, and rhinos. Maybe they're on more open plain, the rhinos. But dangerous, wild boars are there, they're dangerous. What to speak, as the fifth canto description gives, various bugs which bite us, scorpions. However, the transcendentalists, they go there thinking that this is better than living in the village or in the town. Gram, the word is given gram for village, or for it can be for a town also, but where people come to, it's an accumulation. People come together for living their lives. And they organize their lives in such a way. One of the factors of living in a habitation where several people live together is protection. The house itself, you build a house and that itself gives protection from the elements. That's another thing in the forest. The trees give some protection from the heat of the sun and the wind and the cold and the rain. But we in the village, there's so much organization is there for protection from the elements and from wild animals. People come together, so generally the dangerous wild animals, they don't enter villages and towns because they're afraid of the humans who will come together and chase them with sticks or maybe shoot them with bows and arrows. So it's kind of protection. But the transcendentalists, they want to go away from that because they find that it's a good material arrangement, but what's going on in the habitation, the village, is ahara nidra bhaya maitun, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And there's nothing more. There's nothing more than this. So they want to go away. And even if, of course, in Vedic society, people will be doing more. They'll have worship of various demigods, maybe the Supreme Lord, and they'll have religious activities going on. But attachment is there. So they want to get away and from that attachment. And comfort is there. They want to get away from comfort. It's counterintuitive that people would want to live in such a way that they're uncomfortable. What is the meaning of civilization? Why are so many people anxious to come to Britain? I wonder. But they think it'll be more comfortable. The living conditions are better. Living conditions better means there's more arrangement for comfortably, peacefully, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And that is considered civilization. So the vanaprasthas, they want to get away from civilization so that they can concentrate on the real goal of life, which is affected by hearing and chanting about Krishna. So that's what we're supposed to be doing in this Shravan Kirtan camp. It's Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. It's not Shravanam Kirtanam about other topics. But again, the other topics may come. As long as we're in this world, we can't be negligent of what's going on in this world. I understand that some devotees who are planning to come to this camp cancelled due to the disturbed condition in the country. Of course, most of the country is not disturbed, but enough of it is that some became afraid to come, or they thought better not come. It could also, riots could also spring up here. They already had, last year I think there were some riots here in Leicester, so they're thinking that better keep away from all of that. They became afraid to come. So, yeah, we should keep track of what's going on in this world. But at the same time, not become so absorbed in it that we lose our focus on the real goal of life, which is to understand Krishna. I was saying in Bhagavad Gita, there's so much discussion of material existence. But the discussion is, by Krishna, about how to understand material existence so that we can come out of it. And although, as Srila Prabhupada writes here, almost every one of us is inclined to hear news and talks broadcast by the radio stations. That's anachronistic now. It's mostly by the via the internet, isn't it now? We're interested in that. But we should know that this is all temporary and meaningless, what's going on in this world. We should rather hear news from Vaikuntha. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he started a daily newspaper, spiritual daily newspaper. One famous leader, famous at the time, his name is still known in India, they teach his name in the history books, Madan Mohan Malviya, he visited Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and was surprised to learn that they have a daily newspaper. He asked, what are you going to have daily newspaper about spiritual topics? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said that we're living in Calcutta, now we're in Calcutta, and there are so many newspapers in this city with news of this city, which is just one city, in one country, in one continent, in one planet. There's so many planets, and this tiny little place called Calcutta, there's so many newspapers. So what to speak of the spiritual world, which is much vaster, there's so much news to broadcast. Srila Prabhupada himself said about his books, we can read daily one verse and discuss. And he said, there's unlimited subject matter. We may say, well, there's a beginning of the book and the end of the book, so how can it be unlimited? But it is. Topics of Krishna are unlimited. Topics of anything are unlimited. We can speak unlimitedly about anything. If we take one pin, you know, how can you speak unlimitedly about a pin? But then if you want to get into the history of pins, that's a research topic. PhD, someone get a PhD. I don't think anyone did it yet. The history of pins. And we can look up Neolithic archaeological digs to find if they had pins, and the various uses of pins, various types of pins. How are they made? What are the materials? What kind of steel you need? What's the different tensile strength of the? You have to see the thickness and the length, and you can go on forever. Where do you get this? Where do you get the materials from for it? So much talk about pins. And people do. They spend their whole life studying the mating habits of amoeba or something like that. And we're not going to discuss that here. But as Srila Prabhupada says, every living entity has a tendency to hear pleasing messages. And he talks about hearing the news. And we find... Although the news is mostly not good news, it's about how people are bombing each other and killing each other and criticizing each other, the politicians. But we find it very pleasing. And yeah, we should keep abreast of what's going on, those especially who are engaged in preaching activities. Otherwise, for many devotees, it really may not matter if your service is as a pujari. You don't need to know the latest goings on in the American election campaigns. There are many devotees who, I don't know about many, but at least some, they follow all the little nuances of what's going on. We have to be careful. What kind of birth do you take if you die thinking of Donald Trump? It's frightening to think. There's only one, but you really want to be like that? Whether you like him or dislike him. Well, maybe some people do want to be like him, but devotees shouldn't want to be like him or like anyone else except Brahma, Narad, Srila Prabhupada. These are our role models. We hear about them in Bhagavatam. And then we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, our role models. This is how we want to live our lives, following in their footsteps. We have to be careful also. Don't imitate Lord Nityananda. He gets upset and kicks someone. Not general Vaishnava behavior. What to speak of coming into Nimai's house when Nimai was a householder, completely naked. Don't do that. We worship Nityananda Prabhu, but we have to learn also intelligently how to apply these messages. Therefore, there are acharyas who teach us how to teach us what is the Vedic message, how we should live it, and teaches that practically by personal example also. Achinoti ashastrani achare stapyatyapi swayam acharate yasmad acharyas tena kirtitaha. One who has collected the essence of all the shastras and who teaches how to act according to that by his own example is called an acharya. So we may learn about material topics, and Bhagavatam discusses also, just like the forest of material enjoyment. This is Jarabharat speaks this, and Jarabharat speaks extensively on the mind, how in the mind is the materially contaminated mind is infected with foul matter. We hear so many things. We hear so many things which accumulate in our hearts, and we experience so many things, and that disturbs the mind and takes us away from Krishna. So we have transcendental psychology in the Bhagavatam also. So, yes, Shastra speaks to our present situation. Our goal is to always Sri Radha Govinda Prema. What is this? And we sing in the Tulsi song, Sada Jaina Bhashi. Our aim is to always float in the waves of the nectarian love of Radha and Krishna. But we have to see what is our present situation. We have to know where we're going, and we have to know where we are also, and then find the path to go from where we are to where we need to go. The path may not be very easy to find. It's easy to understand that we have to go to Vrindavan. The depth, the complexity of our own conditioning, it's not very easy to understand. And although the path is clear back to Godhead, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, the process is clear what to do. How to follow that path in this world, which is always changing, always challenges are there, material nature presents us with so many challenges, we never know what will happen next. We may think we're in a very stable situation, things can change just like that. You might be living peacefully in some place in Britain, and all of a sudden there's some mob who attack your house or kill your daughter or Hare Krishna. We don't know. All kinds of things can happen. Some things we just can't imagine. How do we react or not react? We can also, not reacting is one way of reacting. When people do things to us which we don't like, One way to react is not to react. Tolerate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, Bhagavatam teaches, how to find the path. It can be a very difficult path, no doubt. But one point is clear. We should go on hearing and chanting about Krishna. Stane stita shuti gatang tanuvang mano bhihi. We should go on hearing and chanting about Krishna, whatever happens in this world. And again, we don't know. We don't know what bad things can happen. Or even good things can be very bad for devotees. Yeah. All of a sudden you, unexpectedly, you become very rich. Someone gives you lots and lots of money. It can be a big distraction from Krishna consciousness. Or you become, you're doing your chanting peacefully every day. People start to notice. People start to praise you. Ah, very dangerous. Things can change. And in course of time, you become a senior devotee. The junior devotees of today are the senior devotees of tomorrow. And the situation changes. It can be dangerous also to be praised by others. We should go on hearing and chanting. This camp is meant for that. Otherwise we have daily Shravan Kirtan camps. Srila Prabhupada set up in all his temples. Morning program, hearing and chanting. Evening program, we come every evening. Gaur Arati, Jaya Jaya Gaura Chande, Arati Goshoba, the beautiful Arati of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That may be a luxury for a few devotees, but actually Srila Prabhupada wanted this opportunity for all his disciples, and disciples in disciplic succession. He had the vision of communities in which devotees could live for the sake of maximizing their hearing and chanting about Krishna. Farm communities, the main thing is not the farm. The main thing is hearing and chanting about Krishna. And we have to live, so better live peacefully. Instead of the rat race of the city, there's the cow protection of the farm. So instead of living life among basically sinful people who are not interested in Krishna, devotees can live together. Protect the cows, which is pleasing to Krishna, and have time for hearing and chanting about Krishna. So at least now for 3 days, we can have immersion in hearing and chanting. So please take advantage of that. Hearing and chanting, of course, about Krishna. And hopefully that will inspire us to have more increased hearing and chanting about Krishna. Even after we go away from this camp, the whole aim of life, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, remembering Krishna, Smartavya Satatam Vishnu Vismartavya Najatu Chit. The whole aim of all, everything, the whole purpose of life, always to remember Krishna, never forget him. And that, of course, should be in a favorable mood. That, again, I'm seeing Srila Prabhupada, at least 3 times in his Gita commentary, he mentions Kamsa, who was thinking of Krishna, but not in a favorable mood. So we have to learn by hearing what is favorable, what Krishna wants. We have a whole institution here, a huge school, in which children spend years and years learning and learning and learning so many things. So in the same way we have to learn about Krishna. We're all spiritually children. We have to take a spiritual education by hearing and chanting about Krishna. And apart from these coming together, hearing and chanting about Krishna, we have Srila Prabhupada's books, which we can read, should read. We can keep in our homes, regularly read them, and in this way, go on, Shravana Kirtana, what is, Koro Anukana, Ashata Pachala Chari, Kahe Premananda, Manusha Janama, Shafala Koro Nabhari. There is one song by Premananda Das, one Bengali Vaishnava poet, which he concludes by saying, Shravana Kirtana Koro Anukana, go on hearing and chanting incessantly. Asata Pachalachari, which means give up those foul matters, discussing foul matters. Kahe Premananda. Premananda says, make your life, your human life, successful. And don't put it off. Do it now. Don't think I'll do it later. Do it now. Do it while we can. Turnam yateta napatet. Before we die, we should do whatever is required that we don't die again. There's so many instructions here in Bhagavatam, important instructions. So some discussion will be there more in the upcoming 3 days. Krishna willing, we don't know. Anything can happen anytime. We're dependent upon Krishna. Hare Krishna. I'll finish this talk here now. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nitai trinakam padayo nipatya kritvacha kakushatam etat aham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad goranga chandra charne guru tanuraga parivadatu jano yata tata va nanumakarona vayang vicharya maha Hari rasa madira amadatima ta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.